This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Drew Early joins us, his normal appearance a couple of times a month here from Decatur Memorial Hospital. We're getting weekly reports now. Monday it came out, a lot of cases, three more or several more deaths, a lot of hospitalizations. What does it look like? What's the pulse of this thing in the community as we speak?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Brian. You know, we are still seeing very, very high numbers, you know, in our outpatient testing facilities, through our physician offices, public health, and, you know, our partners at Crossing Healthcare and our friends over at St. Mary's. You know, all of us are still continuing to see really high numbers out there in the community. What is interesting, though, is that it does seem like we are starting to see this shift away from the Delta variant that had a really heavy hospitalization rate with it, more to this Omicron, which appear to have a milder course of illness. Now, that doesn't mean it's mild for everyone. There are some people that are having a real rough go with this.
That's an important point to make, because from the get-go, there have been pockets of people that sort of want to be universal with the knowledge, meaning it's either all one way or all the other. If you are immunosuppressed or you have your cancer treatments or you make the list up, you're vulnerable to all of this. It doesn't matter what the variant is.
You're absolutely right. And that's why it's important to manage your health, to stay in good health, you know, and whether we're talking about coronavirus or flu season or really anything else, you know, that's why it's important to stay on top of these things, work with your doctor, make sure to optimize your health, so that when you do get sick, it doesn't take you out quite as bad as it could. But it's important to know that even though this Omicron does appear to be significantly milder than earlier strains, we still need to be very careful with it.
All right. What does your hospital look like right now in count as far as demand? I know that you guys have, every health system has been, you know, explaining why you should go to the emergency room or not go to the emergency room. Just give me sort of the state of the state.
Yeah. You know, I would say things right now are, we've only had a couple days, but over the last two or three days, it does look like things are leveling out a little bit, which is good to see. And you know, we'll have to watch it throughout the next week or so to really know what it means for the hospital. But things have been very busy. You know, and it's also, things have been very busy with everything else. You know, I think last time we talked, there were a lot of people that delayed care throughout this early part of the pandemic. And that is universally a bad idea. And you know, delaying care for anything is always a risky proposition. So we had a lot of patients this year that were getting hips replaced, knees replaced, and, you know, getting this, that normal elective work done. And that really added to the load of the hospital. Now, when you have an Omicron surge that we're seeing right now, it's driving a lot of people, particularly to our ambulatory settings. You know, we see them a lot in the doctor's office, in the express cares, which is perfect, which is absolutely what we want to see. We are seeing some pretty significant volumes in the ER, and that's something we really want to be careful with, because the ER can very easily get overloaded with patients who, frankly, are not that sick. And then when you
if you have mild symptoms or you're looking to be tested, the emergency isn't the place to go for that.
And you know, the nice thing is here in Decatur and across Macon County, we've got a lot of options for testing. You know, Crossing has been a stalwart.
Isn't that strange, though, when you look at the country and you see these lines of people trying to get tested? And how is it that we were able as a community, I mean, I guess good leadership, but be able to put this system in place?
It really worked well. And I think if we look back on this, our local response, I think as soon as testing became available, we were able to jump on it. So testing is widely available. You can use Crossing, you can use Memorial's Express Care, HSH at St. Mary's has outpatient testing available. And I think that's really the key here is use the appropriate level of service for how sick you are. And we would never tell anyone, don't come to the emergency department, because that's a bad idea too. But really think about what level of care do you need for the illness you have.
Yeah, and if you're just trying to go back to work, right, and you got to get clearance or a negative test, you shouldn't be clogging up the ER. Crossing, go to any of these number of places. You're, as you mentioned, you've got access, HSHS. I mean, there's plenty of access to get tested to get back to work or back to school.
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, the variants, what we've learned from day one, and this isn't new, you know, with these things, they mutate. I mean, they try to stay alive. And so whenever we counter with the vaccine, they counter with going, all right, well, we're going to change it up a little bit. How long does this thing go before it gets weaker and weaker and weaker? What is it to live with the virus when half our community hasn't been vaccinated? Where do you think we are right now?
It's really difficult to say, because I think we were all sitting around last year around the 4th of July, and we all kind of took a deep breath and said,
we're going to get back to normal.
This is feeling pretty good. And I remember it was a really nice time of year. And now, just a few months removed from that, we're dealing with this. So it's difficult to say. It does clearly appear that this virus has gotten arc, and what we're seeing right now is clearly not nearly as dangerous as what we saw before. Now, it's still very disruptive, and it can still make people very, very
and the
sick.
Delta variant's still here. We've had a number of people. I mean, more people die in the last few weeks than have been in quite a bit. I think the youngest was a male in his 40s. I mean, I don't know about you, but that doesn't seem very, old to me anymore.
No, it doesn't. And we've had a lot of young people, even into their 30s that, have, fortunately, we've been able to discharge many of them, but they're leaving with, some pretty significant oxygen needs, and they're compromised and to live full, healthy lives, and that's not what it looks like.
Has that been one of the ways that we've talked about this as a country, has been, well, you either get it and you're okay, or you get it and you die, and there's so much gray area. The phrase long haulers has been, put. I mean, there's a lot of people that had this 6, 7, 8 months ago and are still dealing with the symptoms.
Yeah, and early on, that was a very binary disease. It was you'd be fine or you're not. We've learned how to treat it. We've got more treatments available. We've got more techniques available that we know how to manage these patients. That's a good thing. But it's leading to prolonged hospital stays, prolonged ventilation times. And it's really, it's taxing on the body. And we talk about long haul. I was talking with some folks over at SIU School of Medicine, and they're actually opening up a long haul COVID clinic because you've got these patients that we've never seen before. Just like we never saw COVID 2 years ago. COVID-19, now we've got patients that are recovered from COVID-19. We've got to learn how to manage them long term.
Testing still seems to be, I don't know. I know people, even the Maine County Health Board as part of the health department, arguing about releasing these numbers. I mean, I just don't think more information is ever a bad thing. I mean, because you can use it. I mean, if you do in fact have it and you're asymptomatic and you find out you have it, even if you're not feeling bad, you can take those precautions to not spread it to family and coworkers. Why have we sort of like not wanted to embrace this?
Yeah, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that as well. At Memorial, we've been really focused on keeping that information out. We publish our community dashboard. We tell the community what we're doing. Transparency is got to be part of this response. And, I think that the information is there, and I think people have grown a little bit weary about everything they publish getting picked apart, which is unfortunate. But, from our perspective, it's something we want to try to keep out in front of the community is and keep them in accurate information.
I think you can consume it or not consume it. That's a consumer choice. I mean, this is something that people don't understand about the media. I think is like, you don't have to listen, you don't have to watch, you don't have to read. But for us to just go, well, we'll decide for you what you need to know is not the right way to go about this. At the same time, trying to keep everything open. I mean, it's seems to me like the problem with this from day one was you got one side of the crowd wanting to keep everything going on, but that same side of the crowd doesn't want to take any of the precautions to keep the very things open that they're fighting for. And the only way you're going to keep your hospital open, I mean, you got to test, you got to let people know, people have to be responsible.
Yeah, and that's really what we're advocating right now is people need to be responsible, people need to be reasonable.
Yeah.
And there are some steps that we know will make an impact here. And sure, are they things that I don't want to do? Yes. I wish things were the way they were in 2019, but it is what it is at this point. So I think if we can all rally around this, we can continue to trudge through. It's a difficult slog. And, I had the opportunity to round with a number of the clinical staff yesterday, and it's amazing to me that they're pulling through this with, they still have smiles on their face, but they're tired, and they're approaching it from a great perspective, but they're really working hard. And if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for those folks that are there taking care of patients every single day, and they're showing up every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about careers. I know everyone's looking right now, and I'm sure you guys are as well. A lot of jobs out there.
A lot of them, yeah. And, I think healthcare is certainly a a noble pursuit these days. And I think the community and the world has seen what the impact that frontline healthcare workers can make. And you know, certainly at DMH, we've got opportunities for people to come and join us and grow careers. And we'd encourage folks to check out our careers website, follow us on social media. And when virus numbers are low enough, we plan on bringing back some open houses so people can see what those careers look like and get to talk to some of our HR team to learn about the opportunities that they might have.
All right. Talk to me about some of those jobs that are available right now. I mean, clearly RNs, right?
Yeah. The bedside care jobs, you know, RNs and respiratory therapy are in very high demand. Certainly the clinical jobs in pharmacy and pharmacy tech, you know, those are things that we're always looking for. Patient care techs at the bedside. Folks working in radiology are doing tremendous work, you know, and the amount of volume that radiology is seeing out of this pandemic is really pretty huge. So all of those things, but, you know, also other support roles in environmental services and in food and nutrition are things that we're currently looking for right now. So again, check out our website and go to the careers website, and it's got an updated list of everything we're looking for.
Yeah. If you go to dmhcares.com, right at the very top of that, you can find the careers page, click on that. And then it has by market that you're in, because it's across Memorial wide, yep. Right?
That's right. And you can check, and you can funnel it down to what you're looking for, and you know, look for those opportunities that might match up with you, and would love to talk to you.
All right, I think about what like Dr. Juanita Morris is doing, you know, with the Jerry Dawson Civic Leadership Institute with District 61, and getting those young kids, maybe kids that didn't even know this was a path for them, and really articulating and shortening that path and creating some opportunities. Maybe we've got a chance here to point a whole lot of kids at careers they maybe never thought was a possibility for them.
Yeah, you know, this was something that really for me has been a bright spot over the course of the last year or so here. And what the Civic Leadership Academy is doing under the leadership of Dr. Morris in this space of healthcare and helping these young people who frankly have very, very little exposure to the hospital environment. And if they did, it was probably not great. You know, a loved one was sick or ill or hurt, but to show them the opportunities in a positive light and really give them the tools and guide them through the process to get them into a career. You know, we're taking kids right out of high school, giving them the tools and the education, and then being able to move them right into a patient care tech job where they're working side by side with the care teams. That's huge. That's life changing. And in the program, the cohort we did last year, you know, we see a number of them right now, yeah, at DMH, and that's a great thing.
That's very cool. Thank you for your help with that. And I know it's a big deal for District 61. All right, stay safe. Our best to all the staff. I know they don't get enough thanks and enough appreciation, and I know they get a lot of grief in this world where we're just grieving about everything. But thank you, frontline folks. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Drew Early from Decatur Memorial Hospital.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.